Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday show.
It's almost over, big dog. We got it. We pushed through. We made it.
You going to saunter back to the hotel with the
song playing? Yeah, I guess I ain't got no choice but to saunter.
Are you, as you would say, are you Ubering or are you walking?
I'm a walk. I'm going to walk. I'm going to get the steps in.
Yeah, welcome back. Midday show live from New Orleans Radio Row. Afternoon show, of course, Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming up in just a few minutes after us. All right, so we were talking today about the idea of could the Eagles blow them out. I don't think it's crazy that they could do that the Eagles could win this game by margin. Hugh and Kyle think I'm nuts. Most people today think I'm nuts, but I don't think so. One of the reasons is the Eagles, Hugh, have fixed their first quarter problem, right? That since the Panther
game. Haven't been complaining about that in a long time.
The Eagles have been ahead at most of these first quarters for a while now. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, although they're obviously a great team, they have one thing in Super Bowls. Nick Wright talking about this FS1 last week has been their slower starts offensively in Super Bowls. Here's Wright on the Chiefs' weakness early in games, big games.
The one odd part of Patrick's pristine resume is beginnings of Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Like there isn't. The beginnings of Super Bowls across the board, he hasn't been amazing. Now, he has been perfect at the end of them, save the Tampa Super Bowl, which was 31-9 going into the fourth. That one, was not really in question so much.
Well, that's true, Hugh. I mean, but it's funny. Tom Brady kind of started slow in Super Bowls, too. There's something about first quarters in Super Bowls. Sometimes they start off slow the game.
Well, yeah, because now you're talking about the chess match. Now everybody's here, and you're trying to figure out what they're going to try to do, how they're going to attack you, and things of that nature. That's why, for us, if we do have the opportunity to jump out on them early, need to take advantage of that and keep your foot on the gas pedal, man, because if you can get in that fill-out period, that grace period, if you can get a couple scores out of that, then you got a great chance of not having to look back and making this game close. That's the beauty of being in a situation like that, especially when you talk about a team that you just talked about is – they've been starting slow.
Yeah, I think your Super Bowl that you played in, it was 0-0 after the first quarter. There's a lot of Super Bowls that end up fairly high scoring and the first quarter, nothing.
Yeah, it's weird like that because everybody's trying to figure out what you're going to do or when the shoe's about to drop or something like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a chance.
Is the day long? Is it hard to, like, because, like, there's a routine to football, right? You play at 1 or you play at 4. I always felt like it feels long as a fan waiting for that 6:30 kickoff. Did it feel like longer?
Yeah,
that's a weird start time.
You have to be careful, and that's why I say. And you know, just piggybacking on what D said, it said I'm kind of calm. You don't want to play the game before the game, even though I'm not playing, and I know that people are excited. I just tend to not want to be that emotionally invested so early in the week.
You don't want to pass out.
Like I do at dinner. I like to know when I'm about to pass out. And that's the thing. You think about this. You try to internalize your feelings, your emotions. And then when it's time to actually play the game, that's when you want to unleash everything. You got to. It's like a chess match, man, and you don't want to make all your best moves early in the chess match.
Yeah, but I think that plays into the chance for the Eagles to jump on them, right? If they've started slow in Super Bowls, the Chiefs. If the Eagles have fixed their first quarter thing, if they could jump on them, it changes everything about the game. And I think this time the Eagles won't take their foot off the gas like last time. Let's go to Jerry in Douglasville. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's going on,
Jerry? Hey, Jerry. What's up?
Too much. Thanks for taking J-Dog's call. Appreciate you guys taking calls. So, yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I don't do that much, but here and there. But
it's
about time,
Jerry. Well, welcome. Welcome to my side.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've been saying it for 2 weeks. I said, I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but I have the score 38-17 Eagles. I think a couple of reasons why. I just think that, first of all, Jalen Hurts has got a chip on his shoulder, and you know, and he'll just about die before he loses this Super Bowl. I mean, he's going to do whatever it takes. I think he's going to show. I think he's going to shock the world. and show everybody, you know, who he is. So I also think that we have a top 15 defense ever. I think this defense is just so good. I just think that they're going to definitely turn the ball over. You know, they're going to cause turnovers. So I just don't think – I think you're not going to be able to do things against this defense. I think it's just way too good. And I just think it's just the team. The whole team is just locked in like never before. I mean, you can just see it in their eyes. This team is coming with a swag. Like, you know, we're coming to win. And they've been saying it all year. We are coming to win it. And I don't think you're stopping Saquon. I think Saquon's getting 100. And I just think it's good. I mean, you're getting contributions from, you know, Shipley, you know, knocking the ball out and touchdowns. I mean, the whole team is locked in. And you're not beating a team. I don't care. Patty Mahomes is not the best or going to be the greatest. I mean, Tom Brady is the greatest, and Patty has years before he gets near him. So, you know, I just think that it's going to be a really good beatdown. I think if they play their brand of football and they don't cheat, I think it's going to be a shock for many people, not for me. I think it's going to be incredible. It's going to be an exciting game.
It's going to be great. And as far as – and, Jerry, we appreciate it. I mean, as far as the Mahomes thing, yeah, he's not – Brady yet, but you know, we had Elliot on earlier saying that Jalen's first 5 years are comparable to Mahomes' first 5 years. Well, Mahomes' first seven years,
lot.
It was. Mahomes' first 7 years are better than Brady's first 7 years. Hugh, I don't know if Mahomes is going to be able to do this at this level for 7, 8, 9, 10 more years like Brady did. If he does, though, I mean, he's above him at the same stage.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things, man. When you look at what Mahomes has been able to do, and like, he came in with all the pop and pageantry. First round draft pick, people moved up for him. I just remember back when people thought that Andy was crazy for moving up for him, and some of the stuff they said about Patrick Mahomes' footwork and only thing he had was a big arm.
They
and
call him a turnover machine. Yeah,
yeah, and what he's become now. But yeah, you're talking about they got one of them right as far as the first round draft pick quarterbacks go. They finally got one of them right. And he looks like he's on that trajectory to be doing this for a long time
still. The funny part is the Eagles can get in the way. I mean, they can get in the way of Andy becoming the greatest coach. They can get in the way of Mahomes, you know, overtaking Tom Brady. Tyler in Delaware is not happy with us that we accepted, I guess you'd call it a drink or a bribe from Cowboy Jim. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe and Hugh?
Tyler?
What's up, Tyler?
How we doing?
Ew. Come on now.
Yes.
Let's not get Charm and soft. With Cowboy Jim. All right. We are not going to accept no bribery, buttering up, Cajun-style chicken from Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, but, you know, right? this is not Hugh's first rodeo with getting buttered up by Cowboy Jim. I mean, this has happened many times.
Hey, man. I'm going to drink me some bourbon, dog.
I'll get you the bourbon so you don't have to deal with that fool. All right? Like,
he's
dude,
mad for real.
He's
huh?
this bad, look, yeah.
My bad, dog. This is bourbon. It was just—it was right
hey,
there.
That's
sleeping.
A part of our partnership with Preach the Petty, Hugh. We
got
to look out for each other. We can't deal with these outsiders.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, you're right. What's the next level? Is Hugh going to accept bribes from Chiefs fans down here this week? I mean, who knows how far
I was already
goes.
Told not to go say hi to Andy, so I'm not.
Don't you can't mingle with Andy this
I'm
week.
I'm not mingling. I mean,
Tyler, I'll try to keep it.
I don't think nobody believed me when I said it.
No
everybody
one believes
got,
anything.
Everybody got quiet.
Because we're waiting for the next shoe to drop. No one believes you. They're sniffing it up
everybody
in Kansas
got,
City.
Everybody got quiet on me. I ain't about to do nothing.
Go ahead, Tyler.
No, I called because just to right the ship, Joe, I am actually on your side with
See,
Mike
there we go.
Jockey.
Great football minds, Tyler, like you and I see this. We could see it playing
right?
it out. Yep.
The word that comes to my mind on both sides of the ball for the offense and the defense is relentless. This team has got to be relentless to bring this thing home. The way in which this team has been speaking all week leading up to their flight to get down there is this is all business. Saquon dressed like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars, looking like the Grim Reaper, about to handle business and write the Chiefs their funeral papers. Like, this is a business trip to bring the Super Bowl home. And if you go back to the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost to Tampa Bay, to Brady, back in 2021, the Buccaneers' defense held the Chiefs to 6 points in the first half. So that was two field goals while they scored three touchdowns. This is a game where the Eagles got to score touchdowns. And compared to 2022, and I hope those guys, they seem like guys from that 22 team had that bad taste in their mouth that at the end of the first half in 2022, what did they do? They thought that Patrick Mahomes was hurt. They let up off the gas. They didn't come out.
He was limping around, Tyler. Yeah, I mean, he did look like he was hurt. He does that all the time, though.
Yes.
I mean, he does that thing where he looks like he's half dead, and then he comes out and kills you. Yeah.
You cannot let Patrick Mahomes hang around. This defense and this offense have been dynamic, to say the least. They have been explosive. They have not cared. They just keep coming. Even at the end of the Rams game, the Cowboy Jim, of all people, wanted to bring up about, oh, it can't be done. Jalen Carter was bringing it on third and fourth down in the fourth quarter in the snow.
Yeah, he blew that play up. I mean, he was unbelievable. Yeah, and Tyler, it's a great call, and good job putting Hugh in his place. They lose that game if not for Jalen Carter there.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, we got some playmakers on this team, and there are going to be some opportunities during this game to get some turnovers and things of that nature. You just got to take full advantage of them, man. I believe that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, though. Definitely don't think that.
Well, turnovers are one of those things that can make a game close to become a blowout, right?
Yeah.
Like that, because that really was the Commanders game. That game was a little back and forth early, and then by the time the Commanders started turning the ball over, it was the baby. Yeah, it was over. All right, let's talk to John. John has some insight of what's going on in Kansas City for us. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys?
Good, John. What's up, John?
Listen, I was just working. I got out of work. You still there?
Oh, we are. Yeah,
recording.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I got out of work. I was trying to talk Super Bowl with some guys, and they were just bashing me, you know. So I figure I'm going to get out of here and go listen to the Kansas City radio station. And they're him-holing about if they win, how people are going to perceive the dynasty and how it's going to be tainted.
Oh, they're already
with
there.
The referees. They're scared, man. They're not even worried about Tay-Tay. They're just worried about when they win, how it's going to be perceived. And they're talking about the refs, how stupid it is.
Oh, so they're overlooking the Eagles. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
You think so?
They've moved. Well, that's what it sounds like. If they're talking about their three-peat already, they're moving past it.
Yeah, but they're overconfident. And that doesn't win games.
I mean,
it's skill, man. That's
two
what we
back
have.
To back. I mean, they did win two back-to-back.
Yeah, but they're obviously thinking about this one as if it's in the bag already.
I mean, you could think that way. It's not, but they can think that way. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there, man.
Because the difference is this is they're favorites this time. They were underdogs the last two times.
Yeah,
they probably do have a different feeling.
Oh, you think so? Who's favorite?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs were underdogs the last two times. Against the Eagles 2 years ago, against the 49ers last year. John, we appreciate the call. They're the favorites this time. I mean, that does change a little bit of the feeling. All right, let's talk to Larry, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all guys doing today?
What's up, man?
First of all, I want to put this out there. Kyle, you are amazing at your job. You do a wonderful job. I just want to give you your props and make
that
known.
He needed that. He needed that. Kyle had a rough day, man.
You feel better, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
Next thing is, I called in Friday, and I said that the Eagles are going to blow the doors off of these boys.
Oh, I remember, Larry.
And Joe, you thought I was crazy.
Well, you know what?
Now,
I slept on it. You got the idea in my head, Larry, and then I slept on it, and now I thought maybe Larry's not crazy.
See, that's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to hear, you know?
You weren't crazy.
But I also believe this, like, coming out the gate. Now, this Kansas City Chiefs, they are who they are. But coming out the gate, you know, they have had a slow start in the first quarters. And the Eagles, they're finding their footing. So I believe, you know, if they can come out with 17-0 in the first quarter, Patrick Mahomes feeling that pressure, I think is going to get to him. And I think, you know, he's not going to be, you know, he's going to get rattled because now is, well, I really got to play catch-up ball. And, you know, he really never had to play catch-up ball like that before.
Well, he has in the past. Not so much this year because they have a good defense. But when he was young, I mean, he came back at some of those playoff games, Larry, from way down. I think they were down like 24-0 or 24-3 in a playoff game that he won. So, I mean, he could come back. It's a matter of not letting him come back.
But, you know, going against a defense of this caliber, I think is not as likely. I mean, it is likely, but if everybody do their part and, you know, keep the foot on that gas, you know, and don't get off that ball until it's time, you know, it's no question that it's going to be a 3-touchdown.
Well, no question. You get that?
I heard that. Yeah, I hear
you.
No, no question is going to be a 3-touchdown game. I'll take a 2-touchdown game.
Yeah, I think there is a question.
I'll take a 1-touchdown. One tutty game too.
You feel good about a 1-touchdown game with Mahomes having the ball?
I'm saying I don't feel good about it, but I'll take a 1-touchdown win.
Well,
one tutty, one tutty.
I just
want to say,
I know you just keep saying it. I mean, you say all you want, but I don't feel good if it's a close game in with three.
No, it's gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be some palpitations, no question. It's gonna be some palpitations, but I feel like it's probably gonna be a close game. If I'm being honest, I feel like it is.
Well, I mean, with these two defenses, that's the most likely outcome. Yeah, it's close. I want to avoid that because I don't think they could beat him in a close game.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. I think they need to be up 10 points with 5 minutes to go.
10 points. I'll take 10 points. I'll take 10. I don't think it's going to be anything over that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I'm just saying if it's less than 10 or less than 8 with 4 minutes to go, I'm terrified of Mahomes. Let's talk to Ron in Delaware. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Ron. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen, I gotta play devil's advocate. Hey, Hugh, I'm a huge fan, bro. I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Listen, hey, Hugh, this is a question that I can basically direct to you as well. Kansas City didn't show up none this year. Everybody's talking blowout. I understand that. They got Saquon. They got Brown. We understand all this. But Kansas City have not showed up this year. That's what should be scary to everyone because, first of all, you got one of the greatest quarterbacks. He's smart. He's not just going to let them just jump on him and tackle him at will. They're not going to do that. And you got a coach in Big Red that's been there. This is like another game to them. This Super Bowl is nothing to them. They've been here twice. So
if you go back to 19, they've been here. This is their fifth time, really, Ron. I mean, they've been here a lot, yeah.
Exactly. But still, you know, the difference is they've been here back-to-back-to-back. This is nothing new for them. You know, in all year, they haven't showed it up. So all they've done, they played conservative all year. They basically didn't get really dirty, basically. Now you telling me they got a chance to break history and you believe they're going to get blown out? You got
to
think.
I think there's a path, Ron. I think there's a path to doing it, though. Like, I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm just saying. Like,
you can see it.
It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if the Eagles play like they did 2 weeks ago. They could jump on them. The Chiefs are not good in the first quarter in these big games. The Eagles have gotten better there.
Right.
They could run on them. I think now they'd have to finish it, Ron. But like, it wouldn't shock me if we look up in the second quarter and it's 21-10. Like, that wouldn't shock me. Then they got to finish once they get up, but I could see that.
Right. Right. But then that's if you get that to Patrick Mahomes, that's Patrick Mahomes, though. That's what
he
likes.
But this Eagles defense is the best defense he's seen since the Bucs when he lost. It's the best one. It's better than the Niners last year. It's better than the Eagles 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's true. But, again, once and the blowout that y'all had was also given to them by 4 touchdowns by 4 losses from the Commanders.
The turnovers.
The turnovers is key that to the blowout.
Oh, of course, and they set some short
touchdowns.
Fields.
They got four turnovers and 4 touchdowns off of that.
I know. That and that's
City
how you blow
not
a team
out. Turn
right.
over the ball like that.
Probably
not. Turning that ball over.
Well, so I'll say this. And Ron, we appreciate it. Mahomes isn't going to turn the ball over multiple times.
No, I don't see that.
But the Eagles have also caused a lot of fumbles the last few weeks. That could happen again.
Yeah, I mean, the running back, he has a turnover, but you can get a couple of those receivers to turn
Punch
the ball
outs?
Over. You get, I don't see Pacheco turning the ball over a lot, but hell, you can make it happen. You can make it happen.
They just giving out free wings, right?
They giving out free chicken. You ain't see the video I sent to Black Gritty? He mad now. He mad. Black Gritty mad at me now because I sent him a video getting the free chicken.
Well, he's mad that we didn't take the bus down, and then you get chicken, he doesn't. I could see why he's annoyed.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he's a little annoyed.
It happens.
He's what they call perturbed.
Yep. All right, let's grab Music City Mike. What's up, Music City Mike?
Not much, guys. How y'all doing today?
How we doing, buddy?
Good. Hugh, I'm sorry you didn't get to go to Bucky's, man. I'm real sorry.
No, and you know what? It's like 3 hours away.
Are we road tripping?
Oh, man, that's too far. 3 hours away?
It's a lot.
That's 6 hours.
I can do the math, yes. That's great.
I'll send you some time. Jerky and some beaver nuggets.
Yeah, I need some, man. I ain't going to make it to Bucky's, man. I'm salty. Like, that's 6 hours, dog.
Anyone feels that bad for you?
No, not at all.
We're here.
Nobody feels bad for
me. Cold up there, yeah.
Nobody feels bad for me.
Not feel bad for you, Hugh.
Yeah, something wrong with your phone.
Hello?
Mike, but Mike's phone went out. Let's grab Pete before we hand it over to the afternoon show. What's up, Pete?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Hugh?
Pete, what's up,
you warming up
buddy?
That bar seat? I feel like... today's the day. You got some rest yesterday, it sounds like.
I'm going to go get some rest as soon as we clock out. I'm going to go get some more rest. I'm resting. And you know what? I can't wait as I look at Spike for Elliot to make dinner reservations again tonight.
And I think Elliot's taking a night off from dinner reservations.
No, he has
I think
to
he
make
might take
again.
The rest of the week off.
He has to make them again. We can't wait. I can't wait for dinner reservations.
I think Elliot's never making dinner reservations again.
Ball. You talk about what the kids say, crash out. Spike was about to crash out.
What did you do? Just crash?
I just crashed.
You just
but
crashed.
I'm laughing. No, I'm laughing at Spike because Spike's doing his damnedest to try to hold it together. And I'm over there just giggling. That probably didn't make it any better.
It's like when parents are angry and the little kid is just laughing. That was you.
Spike's like, no, but the best, as he stayed here, when they told him what the fries were cooked in, and at that point, he had looked through the whole menu so much, he was like, you know what? Fine. He was just like, fine.
It was not one of Elliot's finest moments.
I cannot wait.
It really wasn't.
This is the time
Pete,
I wish I was in Philly and I could listen to the show on the radio because I listen to the show. This is going to be epic because he had a whole meltdown.
Yeah, I can't wait for the reaction of that. Elliot making reservations on night one. All right.